10 o'clock p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's 1930 UTC, where you live, and that means it's time for another, yes, another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman, and, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here with a big cup of tea. As usual. So delicious. What else is new? Also, I should mention that I've got a cat walking around here, trying to figure out what's going on. This is the second day of being super cold. Let's flip over to the Weather Channel and see how cold it is right now. Not bad. About the same as yesterday. 6 degrees. There's a little less wind, and so apparently the wind chill is slightly less than yesterday. Overnight, it got down to 10 below zero, and that's 10 below zero Fahrenheit. And it was somewhat unpleasant. It was cold enough here that I had to sleep on a piece of styrofoam. Normally, I just sleep on the floor, but being as the floor is concrete with very little padding and carpet to insulate it, usually when it gets this cold, the floor can just suck the heat right out of my body. And so I got smart last night at 3 a.m. and got a piece of styrofoam that's just sort of big enough to encompass my core. Laid that on the ground, covered it with a towel, and laid down on that. And that really helped. That was an amazingly good trick. So I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep sleeping on styrofoam, because I think half of my muscle problems recently are just the cold. And my sleeping is, you know, I keep waking up because of the cold. And it's not that I get cold, it's just that what I'm laying on is cold, and so I keep having to roll over to get warm. I realize this doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense, but the good news is sleeping on styrofoam seems to be doing something for me. So, hooray! If you want to try sleeping on styrofoam, I highly recommend it. They say it's going to be warmer today, the Weather Channel. They say it's going to get up to 15 degrees. Well, we've only got 2 or 3 more hours for that to happen. I don't think it's going to. It's only -9 with the wind chill. Ugh, I just said minus again. Ugh. -9 degrees Fahrenheit in the wind, so I'm not going anywhere today. I have to go somewhere tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to it. Today, what am I going to do? Other than eat, I'm going to try to do a lot of activities that help keep me warm. I will do the laundry and get the dryer going, and that generates heat. And I got to make some food, and I think I'm even going to wash my hair, just because, you know, then I get to have the hair dryer on and it's nice and warm. My cat is really curious about the piece of styrofoam. I have picked it up off the floor and I have put it up against the wall. And now she thinks is this a kitty tent? And she's trying to get behind it with the blanket. Now she's clawing the blanket, thinking, this blanket is pretty fun. It's not a blanket, it's a towel. So, yeah, somebody thinks there's cat stuff going on. So, yep. I basically woke up to sirens today. Cops were showing up at my door or anything. It's just, I heard a boop, boop, and then some boops. And it must have been, I don't know, I don't think it was a cop. I think it was an ambulance, because I thought I heard a fire truck then drive by, you know. You know how they sound. They don't sound like anything else, so somebody was probably having a fireplace fire somewhere. nearby. That's an annoying way to wake up, let me tell you. So now I'm just sitting around watching TV. I should be watching Premier League Goal Zone, but I'm kind of spaced out watching the damn weather and everything. Were there games today? There might have been a game or... No, this is from earlier this week. Okay, good, I didn't miss anything. And then there's Bundesliga. And Bundesliga is just getting over. That's no good. Maybe I should have gotten up earlier. And I guess I don't have to worry about anything else, because once you check all the sports channels, you're pretty much done. I got no football. I got no cartoons. What's on TCM? Oh, Fred Astaire and Betty Furness. Oh, yay. Good for them. That's nice. Oh, Robin Hood's going to be on. Claude Rains and Errol Flynn and Basil Rathbone. That's a classic. I probably watch that a couple times a year. Maybe I should watch that today. I will have that on while I do laundry and stuff, I think. So that'll be something to do. I'm trying to look forward to it and be happy about it, because there's nothing else going on. I guess I could just sit around and make more radio shows, but to be perfectly honest, I don't have anything to talk about. I am all out of any kind of ideas or creativity. The winter has just sucked my soul away, and I don't feel like doing jack. There's nothing on TV. I saw a cool thing last night about a chalk on vellum drawing that might have been done by Leonardo da Vinci. It was a lost work of his art and blah blah blah. And eventually they managed to prove that yes, this is a Leonardo da Vinci drawing. So, you know, it was kind of cool. There was also a lot about art forgery in it. And if there's one subject that I enjoy to no end, it's, you know, stories about art forgery. Why does that entertain me so much? I don't even know. I don't even know. I can't even explain it. Well, maybe, I don't know. Ooh, there's a Thor movie on. Oh, look at this. On one channel, we've got Star Wars, and on the other channel, we got Thor. It's Natalie Portman Day. What's her real name? I don't remember. Okay, so we can watch Natalie Portman all day. I don't know. I've seen these movies enough that I don't need to see them again. She does not offend me. Her aesthetic composition does not offend me. So, if there's any lack of anything better to do, maybe I'll watch Thor. Oh my God. Or maybe I'll watch the Star Wars, because, to be frank, there is always a Star Wars. And here's my kitty. Hello, little fluffy butts. What are you doing? Oh, we're going to play with the napkins. Would you please not mess with the napkins? Oh, brother. Yeah, we got Crazy Cat now. Great. In other news, the house across the street from mine is now up for sale. They finished remodeling it and painting it and doing all this stuff to it. And I don't know why I didn't realize this until now, but it's the same house as mine. Now, is it the same house as mine, but mirror? No, it's... Wait. No, it's the same house as mine. It's just that the garage is on the other side. That's what it is. And they're having an open house today, apparently. There's a flag out there and there's a bunch of cars. When I say flag, I mean one of those samurai flags that are so popular in the last 10 years. Popular for pretty much doing nothing other than being advertising and things that say open house. And you see these flags at apartment complexes that say rent now and other, you know, stupid stuff like that. You know the ones I mean. You don't need to have me explain it to you. So maybe I'll go over there and look at the house. No, I'm not going anywhere. It's, even though it's only, you know, what, 100 feet away, I don't think I should go outside. I'm gonna, too much risk on my muscles. I'll go outside and I'll just instantly tense up and that will be bad. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. That's what I was trying to avoid, sleeping on the styrofoam. I'm actually doing okay. I'm a little stiff. My back is a little, but you know, it's not bad. It's amazing. If I could be like this every day, I would probably take this. So, oh, guess what else I did? It was so cold last night that I even put on socks to go to sleep. And yeah, I never do that. And that's just dangerous because then my feet get hot. And I thought for a while there, from between, you know, like 3:30 and 4, that I thought I was going to have to take my socks off. But, oh, by, you know, 6 a.m., by about dawn, I was really glad I had them on. Because, man. And now that I'm out from underneath the blankets, it's cold in here. This is where I was sleeping. This is ridiculous. But I've got my sweatshirt on. I've got some socks on now. I should probably take them off because I've been walking around. I'm still kind of, I don't know. I'm indecisive at this point. What else is new? Oh, and look what's on this non-weather channel. It's that, this ice skating movie that is also my shampoo movie. What is this called again? Blades of Glory. Blades of Glory, starring Will Ferrell, Napoleon Dynamite, Amy Poehler, and her ex-husband, whose name I can never remember. The hell is that guy's name again? But we're already past the point where they talk about my shampoo, so I should pay attention and watch to see if this comes on again and try to record just that line where they're talking about my shampoo. Let's scroll up. Oh my god, it's Will Ferrell movies on all day on this channel. Right now we have Blades of Glory. Coming up next, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. After that, The Campaign with him and Zach Galifianakis. Ugh. And then after that, Step Brothers with John C. Reilly. At least John C. Reilly is funny, but that movie's, it's all right. And then, coming up after Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, also with John C. Reilly. And then at 10 p.m., Other Crap comes on for an hour, and then Step Brothers is on again, and then Blades of Glory comes on again at 1 a.m. Do I want to watch it then? Probably not. And then at 3 a.m., the Will Ferrell Fest ends. Ugh. Small mercies. So anyway, here we are, sitting around, doing nothing, because it's too cold to do anything. What would I do if it wasn't cold? Well, obviously I would be out looking for marmots. Oh, but there's no marmots today because it's too cold and all the marmots are hiding in marmot holes, starting to stay warm, just like me. I'm in my marmot hole. And I'm sitting in here with a kitty. Because that's what we have in this marmot hole. No marmots, just Tobe and Peppa. And a lot of cold air. Oh yeah, I just remembered something else I was gonna do. Gonna build my sock preheater. My sock drying invention. This is not an invention. This is just me being stupid. Where did I put those? There they are. I got these bobby pins, you know, because of my hair. So I'm gonna take two of these bobby pins and walk over to my fireplace. Will this reach? Will these cords reach? Yeah, close enough. And what I'm gonna do is stick the bobby pins in this grate that's above my fireplace, just like this. And now, yeah, perfect. And now I can hang my socks in front of the fireplace. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Just like that. There. I don't have my socks on right now. I took them off a minute ago because they were making my feet sweat. My feet were getting wet. And so now I've got the fireplace on, and I'll have it on for about an hour, then I'll turn it off for a couple hours because it's still boat freezing in here. And plus, I will have nice, toasty, warm socks. Now, a lot of people this time of year hang socks in front of a fireplace, but it's entirely decorative. And they are non-functional stockings that serve no purpose other than to hold small gifts for children and lumps of coal if your kids are like me, you know, criminals. And so my whole setup is not like that. My setup is practical. I have real socks, my real Zorks, there they are, hanging in front of a fire that is actually burning so as to make my socks warmer. And then later I will put on my socks. This room has carpet. And in the laundry room next door here and upstairs, there is no carpet. And so I will put on my toasty warm socks the next time I go upstairs, which will probably be to cook some food here in another 13 or 14 minutes or so. Also, I hear a lot of car doors closing. And that never fails to make me super nervous. So as I look out the window here, I can see that the open house must be over. There are cars driving away, and they have taken down the open house samurai flag. Okay, so well, I guess I won't go over there and check out the house. Not that I was all that interested in doing so anyway. I'm pretty sure it's just the exact same house that I'm in right now. It looks the same. Except for the garage. Alright, so let's sit back down here for a second. Where's my glasses? Here they are. I knew I put them around here somewhere. And let's see what the Weather Channel says now. There's a light dusting. Well, it's not a light dusting. It's a moderate dusting of snow out there. It's maybe a centimeter deep where it has collected the most. But generally, there is an overall whiteness. Let's see if we've hit our high yet today. What's it going to be, like 15 or 16 degrees I said earlier? Oh, it is now 11 degrees. 11 degrees Fahrenheit. That's sort of annoying. And now they're saying that tomorrow it's going to be 35 degrees. Okay, so it'll be warm. Well, not warm per se, but above freezing is plenty warm enough for me. You know, I used to say that I don't get cold. Back when I was younger, I didn't get cold until it was below zero Fahrenheit. But then, as I got older, then anything below about 10 degrees Fahrenheit started making me cold. Now, it's about that or a little bit more. And it's not that the cold itself bothers me. Like, oh, I'm too cold. It's not that. The cold makes me tense up. You know, that's sort of your natural reaction to cold is, you know, you shiver, your muscles start to shake to make warmth. and you sort of tense up against the cold. And being as I am already an incredibly tense person, being in the cold makes me tense up so much that I will give myself cramps, huge bad muscle cramps and spasms, and I try to avoid that as much as possible. And that's why I'm not going outside. And the annoying thing is, I got the fire on now. When do I turn that off? I don't turn that off for another 20 minutes. And of course, there's the cold draft of the air coming in to go into the fireplace. And I can feel that on my butt. And on my toes. Yes, I could put my toasty warm socks on, but I'm not going to. Not yet. Not until I really need it. Alright, so we don't need to watch Weather Channel anymore. And look what's on. A Star War. There's always a Star War. It occurs to me that Johnny Sacco and his flying robot is on tonight, but that's not for another 10 or 11 hours. So there's no reason to get excited. Oh, and look. On the Channel 41, the E! Entertainment Network, there's going to be a marathon of Rob and China. And then once they run out of episodes of that, they're going to Mariah's World. Ugh. Because so many people care about what Mariah Carey does on any given day. She must have a new really big album coming out soon, and this is just hype. It's always just hype. Oh, and I just remembered, my soap opera is on tonight. Yes, I watch a soap opera. It's called The Royals. I've probably talked about it before. It's funny. It makes me laugh and laugh and laugh. And I don't think soap operas are supposed to make you laugh so much. You know, soap operas are supposed to be dramatic. But you know, the acting is so over the top and horrible that it just makes me laugh and laugh and laugh. And the only real reason that I watch The Royals is for Alexandra Park, and I've talked about her enough. You know how many Alexandra Parks there are in the world? And I don't mean people named Alexandra Park. I mean actual parks, you know, like the green spaces where kids like to go and play outside, you know, a park. Sometimes there's fountains, and sometimes, who knows, there's playground equipment for kids to play on. You know what a park is. Well, there are a lot of parks in this world named after Queen Alexandra. So I just love this chick, and her name is Alexandra Park. Plus, I like her outfits. If you haven't seen this show, I would say try to watch it, and when I say try, I mean you're going to have to put some effort into it, because if you don't look at it the way I do, as just a ridiculous comedy, you're going to have a very hard time watching it, because it is so over the top, so hammy, lots of scenery chewing, and all of the, I don't want to say bad acting, but you know, all the worst or best soap opera acting you can imagine. Robin Hood comes on here in about another 15 minutes. Dun da dun. We're going to watch Errol Flynn sword fight against Basil Rathbone. Let's wave our swords in the air and clap them together way up above our heads. That's how we sword fight. Woohoo! What else is on? Here's a show called The Bible. Guess what channel it's on? No, it's not on a religious channel. It's on the History Channel. Welcome to America. Oh, and look, of course Dirty Dancing is on. When is it not on? Well, actually, I don't think it was on 2 days ago when we were having all Star Wars. Oh, but Baby is one listless summer away from the Peace Corps. What else we got? Here's a show about Yellowstone National Park. If it was about Alexandra National Park, I would probably watch it. Any motorcycle racing on today? No. Oh, the FIFA World Cup game is on. This is not live. Is this the game I watched last night? Let's find out. Last night I watched Club America and that Colombian team something something national. Ooh, that was a good goal by whoever that was. Oh, I see Luka Modric. So that means this is Real Madrid versus somebody in red. Oh, it's the Antlers. Kashima Antlers versus Real Madrid, and the Antlers just scored a goal. What's the score on this game? Oh, wow. Real Madrid 1, Kashima Antlers 2. That is mighty embarrassing for Real Madrid. Wow. I bet they're having heart attacks. That's a hoot. And now we got a corner kick for me at Real Madrid. And there's a good 40 minutes left in this game. Wow. I didn't know Kashima Antlers were so great. Sergio Ramos has a new haircut. That's probably why they're doing so bad. If you've ever heard this show before, Dubious Goals Committee, you have heard all of my theories about how haircuts affect football players. There's Luka Modric. He's awesome. He used to be on my fantasy team until he stopped playing in England. Real Madrid picked him up because, well, he's awesome. And Real Madrid has been defeated. That corner kick was no good. Okay, I just heard that the washing machine went off, so I gotta go put my laundry in the dryer. Which in turn means I'm gonna have to walk onto that cold floor, so I'm gonna go over to the fireplace and put on my warm, toasty socks. Super warm socks. Yay. Alright. Well, I just put my laundry in the dryer, so it's cooking away. I put my socks back up on their hangers in front of the fire, and my finger hurts. This is really weird. This is, what, the fourth day, third or fourth day? And it didn't bother me until I opened up the dryer, and I, man, what the hell is wrong with me? Or my finger, at least. I don't know. I know nothing. I'm also starting to get pretty hungry, speaking of cooking. My laundry's cooking in the dryer, and it is freezing in the laundry room, you know, because there's a door that goes out to my backyard right there. The laundry room is also the kitty potty room. And so the floor is extra cold down in there. What am I going to eat today? I don't know. Yes, I do know. I've got a pound of hamburger. So obviously I'm going to do something with hamburger. I'm not sure what. I'm not going to make hamburgers, I can tell you that much. Oh no, Kashima Antlers just committed a penalty in the penalty box. And so now Real Madrid is going to have a chance to even the score on a penalty kick. We better see what happens here. And who's taking the penalty kick? None other but Cristiano Ronaldo, number 7. Boom! Into the net. Ronaldo equalizes. It is now 2-2 with 30 minutes left to play. We're not going to find out what happens in this game. Why? Because I'm running out of time. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what happens in my stupid little world. Real Madrid is on the attack again, another shot, but it goes wide. My name is Tobe. I said that already. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.